you just pick all the moss off of it, and you break the fern fronds off, and you have your medicine.
Locally produced, locally processed, or locally made.
Quail are just the most fantastic little animal all around.
These soils are capable of producing enough vegetables to meet the nutritional needs of 1 million people a year in perpetuity.
Our idea of what good food is.
Yes, indeed. And we were digging into stories around the harvest this morning, around food and people who grow it on our harvest series. And today we're heading to the Hazeltons, where a repurposed dairy farm is being used for the whole community. Alice Smith is executive director of the Upper Skeena Development Center, which runs the Sendon Sustainable Agricultural Resource Center. She's on the line with me this morning. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about this center. What was the idea behind it?
The idea was for the development center and community partners to have a location where we could practice land-based activities within our youth employment programs. And we obtained the site in 2007 and did reconstruction work in partnership with Western Economic Diversification to restore the site to its present condition.
And, you know, you do a lot there, but why was it important for the Hazeltons to have a place where people could grow food and learn to grow food year-round?
Well, we wanted to address food security in the Upper Skeena region. Mm-hmm. It had always been a focus to engage youth in that process. We decided that we needed a home for the programming that could encourage growing food, learning where your food comes from, and providing opportunities for sharing that process.
Tell me a little bit to this area, to this farm. Tell me a little bit about what it looks like there.
Well, it's a lovely site. It's right on the edge of Tumal, close to the municipality of the village of Hazelton. And it overlooks Rocher, beautiful mountain view, excellent exposure, lovely sandy soil, and quite accessible by all areas of the community, by bus, walking, very close to the high school ice arena. Just an excellent location for a community-based operation.
So pretty much walking distance for everybody who wants to get there.
Yes.
Okay. And what else do you think there is about Hazelton that lends itself to this kind of project? What makes it so suitable for the place?
Well, all of the activities that people really enjoy there are land-based. And, of course, we have wonderful fishing, abundant berries, wild products, and it makes sense to combine more opportunities for land-based activities, mm-hmm. particularly around food.
And you've got a greenhouse production, you got vegetables, fruit, and meat processing, right?
We haven't got the phase two building under construction yet.
Okay.
We had hoped to do some local meat processing in that facility. We're working on that initiative as we speak. So we're restricted now to developing fruit and vegetables. But yes, there's an orchard on site. There's raspberries as well. Beautiful greenhouse where we featured heirloom varieties of tomatoes and peppers this year.
Oh, nice. And there's some workshops that you're also doing.
We are just wrapping up a bee pilot project. We had some sponsorship from the World Honeybee Project to engage 12 participants in learning the art of beekeeping this summer. So that was something different. We're just wrapping up that project, full of challenges, but a wonderful, wonderful experience for everybody that was engaged in that project.
And goodness knows the world needs more beekeepers.
Yes, we do. Yes, we certainly do. And that's a lot of their goal, is to expand honey production in the world.
Mm-hmm. Alice Smith with the Sendin Sustainable Agriculture Resource Center in Hazleton is with me here this morning on Daybreak on our Harvest Series. And Alice, one of the things that is also fascinating about this whole farm idea and what you're doing is you're working with at-risk youth. Now, tell me a little bit about why that component was important.
Well, I believe that there's a real desire for our community to recognize that youth quite often will struggle, and that we need to be creative in finding solutions to assist them. And while there is government funding, our goal is to make our programs more sustainable, more appropriate to the needs of our own youth. And so presently we have been funded by the Community Action Initiative to engage local and regional partners in the creation of a new program, which is going to be focusing on embedding a harm reduction strategy within our program.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 30-month project that we're currently working on, and we're very excited to be able to have wonderful partnerships to help us redesign the programming.
And how much impact do you expect that to have? I mean, how many kids or how many at-risk youth do you expect to come through a program like this?
Well, if we are successful in building the phase two, we're going to have a four-unit transitional housing facility combined with a commercial retail space where we would like to be able to expand the opportunities for youth to be supported in the programming in terms of also being supplied with housing, more relevant work experience, also land-based and food-oriented. And I think that if we have an effective program, we'll be able to help form our youth with the Phase 1 and Phase 2 facilities, and it will be very relevant to the needs of the participants. So we're hoping to engage other organizations such as the high school, the Industry Training Authority, and really use the resources that we have available to us to increase the number of opportunities for youth in the community.
And just to wrap up, Alice, you know, I suppose anybody who's done gardening, certainly anyone who's done farming, will tell you that there's nothing like working with the land in your hands. So how much of an impact do you think that visceral experience will have with these young people in terms of giving them a different sense of themselves, a different sense of their purpose?
Well, we've seen firsthand the programs that we have offered throughout the past 10, 12 years, that it makes a huge difference to young people, that time to be on your own yet share in a way that perhaps they haven't been able to experience before, combined with other opportunities to explore the region in an outdoor experience-based activities. It's amazing how people will see themselves in a different light and really feel a lot better. It is a wonderful way to assist people.
Well, Alice, thank you so much for sharing some of the story with us today, and all the best with this program and with the whole farm idea.
Thank you very much.
All the best. That's Alice Smith, Executive Director of the Upper Skeena Development Center and the Sendin's Sustainable Agricultural Resource Center. Now, if you want to look for them online, you can look for Upper Skeena Development Center. Just Google that phrase and you should be able to find them. The director website is usdc.ca, usdc.ca. We'd certainly like to hear from you. We've been getting some people emailing and Twittering their harvest photos, including some amazing photos from Rob Boys of Sointula, but he's got a large crop of garlic that he sent us some photos on.